Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Cake, first came together 20 years ago, thanks to singer-songwriter John McCrae, and has gone on to have distinctive hits with songs like Never There and Short Skirt, Long Jacket. Thanks to McCrae's interest in environmentalism, the band has made a major effort to green themselves up. This new album, Showroom of Compassion, which is their first album in 7 years, was recorded in their new solar-powered studio. We'll begin with a performance of Guitar, a song that first appeared on their 1998 album, Prolonging the Magic. It's Cake, live at the World Cafe.
I'm sitting by the window of your 32nd floor apartment, waiting for your phone calls all to end. I'm sitting watching wind blow, watching time go, watching
It is a happy day around these environs as Sacramento's Cake has joined us again on the World Cafe. They've got a new album, but we're going to hear all kinds of things today, right, John? We're going all over the place?
Why not? I think we should.
Now, what do we begin with?
That was a song called Guitar Out the Window. It's a song that was written in a very tall building in New York City.
Do you know where every song you do was written?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why do you particularly know that one? Because of the guitar out the window?
Well, you know, it's a song about letting go of things that you think are important, which is a good skill.
One that one has to learn.
That's
for
right.
Sure. Congratulations on this record. It sounds really great. And people are making a lot of the fact that it's been 6 years since the last one. But you guys toured for a while. There was that kind of B-sides rarities came out.
Yeah.
That too. So how long did you actually work on this?
I think about 2.5 years. But, you know, the songwriting probably, you know, made it longer. I write songs all the time, so it's hard to know. I mean, but also we were, you know, setting up our studio. We turned our studio solar, so this album's been 100% solar, electrically produced.
And also, I mean, that's just one element of what you guys have done. You've been with your own label for a while, but producing yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we've always produced our own albums, and with our very first album so long ago, that was an independent release, and then we got picked up by another label, and then they got picked up by a major label, and so we sort of found ourselves in this other world. And now we're back with this album to an independent release and enjoying the autonomy and the power over our own schedule and things like that.
Speaking of scary, is it a little more scary being on your own or a little less?
Well, it was. I mean, we thought we'd be squashed like a bug because, let's not kid ourselves, the music business is sort of a sleazy business about relationships and you know, friendships and sort of being on the outside of those relationships. I thought we would never be able to do stuff like this, or not that you guys are sleazy or anything, but just that, you know, we might be sort of shut out. I certainly didn't think we'd be on late night talk show ever again, and yet we did. So I'm sort of happily sort of disproved.
Cake are in the studio, and as I mentioned, they have a new album called Showroom of Compassion. And what would you like to do next?
I think we wanted to play a song from the new album. That was an older song. This is a song from Showroom of Compassion. It's called Long Time.
It's been a long time since I've seen your smiling face. It's been a long time since I've seen a sunny day. It's been a long time since you wore your pillbox hat. It's been a long time since we drove your palm. Into this ditch. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've seen your smiling face. It's been a long time since I've seen a sun.
And that is Long Time, great new song from Showroom of Compassion, the new album from Cake, who are here today, and a great example of what you guys do. And I say that because there are a couple of signature sounds that have really been around almost from the very beginning of the band. In fact, you had a trumpet player, a dedicated trumpet player at the beginning, right?
Yeah. I guess when the band first started, I was listening to a lot of Vicente Fernandez and like Mexican ranchero music, and there was a lot of electric lead guitar that was being used not for good but for evil, and it's just sort of like, okay, well, we need somebody to play these melodies, how about something else? And so, and then I just happened to run into Vincent DiFiore, who was playing like jazz improvisational punk rock, and it seemed like the right thing. It was very difficult, actually, marriage of guitar and trumpet. They were fighting for about a year or so, and then finally we figured out how to work it.
The other is the Vibraslap, and one review I've read of this already, the reviewer counted the number of Vibraslaps in that song.
Yeah,
pretty. Now he's
a stickler. I mean, he must be autistic or
hit the darn thing so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's actually really descended from a really ancient instrument, which is basically the jawbone of a large mammal held at the chin, and with the desiccated gums, the teeth and the sockets would rattle, and that's how badass humans are.
And I guess you can't go out in the desert and find those every day, so.
Not unless there's a lot of wildlife,
right?
Which I doubt there is anymore.
I wanted to talk for a second about kind of misconceptions about Cake, and one of them is that because a lot of your songs include irony, perhaps you're looking down on things a bit, you know, from on high, and maybe that is exacerbated by the fact that you do some talk singing as well, and I don't see it that way, but I was putting that up there as misconception.
Yeah. I mean, I think. It's something, maybe it's a failure on my part to communicate effectively. It also might be just that culturally there's assumptions about talk singing, you know, is necessarily talking down to something.
Right. It's like speechifying or something.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't really look at it that way. And I certainly think the word irony is misused, overused in our culture. I don't think something is necessarily ironic just because humor is nearby tragedy doesn't necessarily mean they're combining to create irony. So I think that's something maybe a dictionary would help. But I like humor, and I also think, though, that a lot of our songs are very sad. This next song actually is pretty sad. It's a song about traveling.
Do you enjoy that as much as you used to?
I've never enjoyed traveling, but I do enjoy playing music live, and, you know, it's something that we apparently need to do. Especially as the value of recorded music descends into nothing. Bands are circling the globe in a petrochemical spiral. This is a song called Away.
I'm an unknown individual in an unattended car. Hey, welcome to Chicago or wherever we are. New York to London, Barcelona to Berlin, Sacramento, California, we are leaving again. Still on the plane. Seconds turn to minutes, minutes turn to hours. Hours get you a lifetime and a grave with pink flowers. Away.
From Cake, live in our studio today on the cafe. And before we got into that song, we were talking a little bit about just mentioning the music business. And John, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of this show, and you guys aren't too far away from 20 years as a band. And a lot has happened. You know, we used to record on tape. Bands used to want to come here because they would sell records and it used to be good to be on a major label. All kinds of things have...
I don't think it was ever good to be on a major label very much of the time, especially when the accounting came down. It was never...
Not good for bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the end. But that said, you were a band that actually sold a bunch of records and hopefully made... So I'm hoping you did. Made some money from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like when we sold a million records,
yeah,
we made about as much as like my dentist that year. But my dentist continued making that same amount the next year and the next year. So there's a lot of misconception about how musicians get paid, and there's certainly all kinds of ways that record companies would carve it out of us. And
well, let's throw all those misconceptions out the window now, because I think we know that it's all been turned on its heels, and if you don't tour, you probably don't make a whole lot of money.
Yeah, it's going back to the sort of medieval era of the endlessly traveling minstrel, gypsy, sociopath kind of model.
Which
was always, I think, that model was always alive. I just think now it's coming to the fore.
Right, right. Well, hopefully that part of things is going well enough. Because you do make a point that at a certain point, we're going to devalue musician services to a point where it doesn't pay to be one.
Yeah, I guess the current trajectory is fairly, it's a fairly precipitous decline. And, you know, big computer companies talk about how we can make money from selling T-shirts and touring, but there's a certain point at which we have to ask ourselves, do we want so much touring, especially if science is real, which I've always thought science was valid. I don't know if you can take one thing from science, like the flat screen TV and the air travel part of it, and then reject the parts that you don't like. But if climate change is real, it's, you know, touring is means something really different, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything you use with touring. I mean, it does.
It's one of the worst things you can do, is tour. And you know, there's no solar powered airplanes. So, you know, let's not kid ourselves.
Cake, our guest today, and we have room for one more. What would you like to do?
This is a song called "Sick of You." Sick of you, so sick of me, I don't want to be with you. I'm so sick of you, so sick of me, I don't want to be with you.
Sick of you, so sick of me, I don't.
Sick of You finishing up our session today, and big thanks to Cake for joining us live today. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.